beg your pardon?
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you mean,
yes.
This author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
Wake up.
Delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Oh, better yet.
Drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up. Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated
screamed or
drinking.
Oh, I do.
Drink up.
Yes. The theme of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up. Just hearing it makes you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd like him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more. Anacreon.
Oh, I do.
Even more.
Anacreon.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
All the songs, Spangles. All the songs.
No,
those are the new words, remember?
Also, who knows the old ones?
Ready, gentlemen?
In pop throughout England.
To Anacreon in
now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile dominates.
And here we are. It's the 4th of July, and HackerMind.net is not, I repeat, not on the internet. But we do have some good news, and that good news is as follows.
What's up?
See, that was your cue, Dash.
I know. What's up?
Why'd you miss your cue?
I don't know. I don't know. What's up? I'm back.
You're back? Are you sure?
Let me check. Yeah, I'm back.
Well, in that case, it's time for HackerMind. About you, Dash, but I'm hot as hell.
I'm not too hot over here. I'm just feeling a little sick.
Oh, you're sick?
Yeah, just a little bit.
What do you got?
A test.
Is that what you... Well, you know what? It's better that you get it now.
Yeah.
Than,
next week.
Yeah, next week. Man, yeah, it's too hot to do anything. It's... why am I doing this show?
You're hot and I'm sick, man. What are we doing?
I don't know. I think...
What we're doing. I'll tell you what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Getting it done.
Yeah, we're doing what we gotta do. But you know, I'm really worried. I mean, we got a lot on our minds right now, but I'm looking at my laptop, and it's not looking too good. The screen is glowing a funny color.
Funny color? What kind of color?
It's kind of peach.
I might want to turn it off, let it cool down a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm gonna do that.
How long have you been running that thing?
Oh, well, I turned it off earlier, but before that, I had it going about 10 days.
10 days?
Yeah, about 10 days.
Great.
Yeah, and it was doing stuff the whole time.
Yeah, it might be a little toasty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you touch the keys, they burn your fingers.
Oh, that, I think that's fine that you need to turn it off when it cools down a little bit.
Well, now I'm doing that, Dash. I got to get into root and I got to shut it down.
This is the kind of things you need to do before the show starts.
There it goes. Why? Then we don't have things to do on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hey, can you hear those fireworks outside?
Are you talking about the ones that are over here, or do you have some down there?
I'm talking about the ones down here.
Oh, no, honestly, I'm talking about the ones up here.
Down in the south. Out in the country.
I'm talking about the ones up north, because that's what I'm hearing right now.
Down in the country.
So, yeah, when you hear fireworks, you know that it's either the 4th of July or about 3 months before.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it is the 4th of July, and HackerMind.net is not on the internet.
Oh, it's where to go. It's, you know...
Well, first of all, I want to stop some rumors dead in their tracks. I know a lot of people have
rumors.
Been... Yeah, a lot of people have been spreading them, and I think it's our duty and our responsibility on this show to put a stop to them. A lot of people, first of all, the fact that it's the 4th of July and the fact that HackerMind.net is not online, those two things are not related, all right? No matter what you hear in the popular media, you know, on CNN, MSNBC, and all that, it's not true. Those two things are not related.
Not true.
All right, the next rumor, we are not dead.
No, we are alive and well.
And if we were dead, we're very energetic dead people, but no, we are not dead.
The living dead.
Right. And aliens did not take us to their home world, okay?
How about you? Never mind.
No, the aliens did not take us to their home world. They didn't take us to any planet. All they did was buy us a beer.
That's pretty
so,
cool.
So, here we are. On July 4th, and we have no sight. I feel so naked, so vulnerable, Dash. I have nothing. I have no way to express myself. I mean, with the obvious exception of this show.
Oh, I don't know about feeling naked.
Yeah, man, I do. I have no sight. HackerMind.net is not there. I mean, maybe for some people it is, but oh, believe me, it'll hit you too.
Listen for a second.
I'm listening.
Gonna be back very soon.
Do I have your word on that, Dash?
You have my word. You have my solemn promise. It's going to be back very, very soon. Very soon.
Yeah. All right. We should assure people that as of right now, it looks like we've solved the problem.
Yeah.
But we just kind of have to let it fix itself right now.
Yeah. So it'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're in one of those transition periods right now where there's really nothing we can do except wait for the powers that be.
That's going to be the same old site.
Yeah. We have to wait for the powers that be to do their job. So that's never a good thing. But I think it deserves an explanation. What had happened was that last night I went to the site and lo and behold, I didn't see it.
My fault. It's all my fault, man. Say it.
Well, Dash, you know these things happen. We have to explain to people all the things that have happened.
All my fault. Everyone who's listening, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Dash likes to beat himself up, so let him do that.
Yeah, I can't believe I did this.
But what had happened was that last night I went to the site and it wasn't there. Now, oddly enough, Dash was saying to me that, I could see it.
Yeah, it was working for me.
So I was doing all sorts of trace routes and stuff, and I realized that it wasn't HackerMind.net. It was the other site that we were hosting our files on. Well, the other site that points to the one where we host our... It's a big mess, folks. Anyway, I was doing some trace routes, and I couldn't get through to it, and I was really getting, you know, kind of discouraged here. I didn't know what was going on, and Dash keeps telling me I can get to it.
Yeah.
So this morning, Dash tells me to do a whois on the site that he owns, where we, which leads to the place where we store our files, and sure enough, it had expired, like, what, and like the 27th or something like that?
So June, yeah.
Yeah, and so Dash had...
I had been aware of this fact, too. I mean, I knew about it at least a couple months in advance, but I just had so many other things that were going on. I had to think about that. I thought that was in like July. I thought it was July 27th,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I forgot to renew my the domain. I mean, it's all my fault.
Well, we forgive you, Dash. You don't have to.
I forgot to renew the domain. You can hang up on me right now if you want to. All right. Oh man, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm paying for the call, so I'll keep it open.
Okay.
I don't want to call back. But anyway, Dash. You know, Dash was going to solve this problem nice and easy. He was going to renew his domain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where all the chaos started. See, first, Dash, you were looking for your password, right?
Right.
to get into register.com and renew your domain, but first you couldn't find it.
I see.
Now, I told you, well, if you have your credit card number, you know, that you use to pay for the site, that should do it, but...
But I don't have that same credit card I used.
All right, relax, Dash. If you have an email address, they can send you your password.
I don't have the same email address I used.
Oh, see, you didn't let me say but first. Hold on. Let's try that again. But...
But I don't have the same email address I used.
There you go. So, we felt stuck right there.
Yeah. We did. We were stuck.
Yeah, but I wanted to...
And out of, you know, just my knight in shining armor appeared in a message from Screamer.
Yeah, but...
I said...
Well, let's not jump to conclusions, because first, I was going to solve the problem by pointing the site to somewhere else, pointing HackerMind.net to something else. That way, at least people would know... You know, we can give them information about Hantu, about what's going on. We can put up a page that says at least nothing more than, we're still alive, please come back soon.
Right, exactly, but...
in order to do that, you have to be able to get into the site where you registered your domain and point it somewhere else. Now, that's all well and good, and sure enough, I have the password. I have it written down that gets me into the site, but I went to the site where I registered my my domain name, and I tried to log in. It wouldn't accept the password.
Would not accept the password.
So I thought, well, okay, all right, maybe I changed the password. Now, obviously, I would not change the password to something that I never use. And that's a smart thing to do, but I would change it to something that no one knows, that I rarely use, and that comes second nature to me when I'm typing. So I think I've given out enough information about my password. But anyway, I tried all the passwords that I could think of. That's the point. And none of them worked. What?
What?
I thought you made an odd noise or something.
I coughed.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Please continue.
I will. So, of course, I clicked on the Forgot Your Password link.
Yeah.
And it says, emailing this password to screamer@linuxmail.org, which is the address that I registered the site with. And I go there. No, nothing yet. Okay. So I come back the next day. No password. Not yet.
Yeah.
And because I actually tried this last night. And so today, I tried again. I figure, well, all right, I'll point it somewhere else. But you know, I figured, let me just get my password. I clicked on the link, forgot your password. I'm sure it'll go through this time, but nothing. Now, I was going to call them, but it cost $12 per incident to call these people.
$12 just to call them.
Yeah, that's how they get their money. So that was, I could have done that, but I really didn't want to. You know, especially when everything was working fine before. But I emailed them, so hopefully they'll get me my password and I'll be able to point my site wherever I want. But eventually, Dash, why don't you take it from here? What did you do next?
Screamer, you are my savior.
I know I am. I am like Morpheus to you.
In the form of an ICQ message, you said you should call register.com, and if they need any proof that they're you, to tell them to call the number on the Who Is record. This is your number.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and I called them, and I said I wanted to renew it, and they said okay. But she stopped. She said, I need some proof that, you know, you're you. And she called me back, and it's all gravy. It's all done. It's all good.
Can you imagine if you got a hold of someone's cell phone number?
Yeah.
And, I mean, of course, this would have to be the number that they registered a site with, and, you know, they have their real number there. But just last week, I was telling people about how easy it is to forward a call by either getting into the person's voicemail, which is the hard way, or getting their phone and just pressing a few buttons to forward it. Now, imagine if someone registered a site with that number and how easily you could just do what you did and steal someone's domain.
Good, you could do that.
I mean, we didn't do that. We got the site back, so... Fortunately, Dash had put his number, and we had the proof. And
what happens? Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What happens if you? Because I never used that email address. I lost that email address I used when I registered the domain.
Right.
And I lost the what was the other thing I lost?
Your credit card?
Or password.
Oh, password. Well, obviously, yeah.
And What else did I lose?
Your credit card.
Credit card. I lost my credit card. Now, what happens if you change? If you get your phone number changed too? I mean, what happens there? You're completely screwed, or what?
Probably
are.
Well, I mean, if you have your real address listed, they can mail it to you, I suppose.
If you moved.
Well, I mean, come on, Dash. Now we're just getting carried away.
I mean, if you move, I mean, it's possible, my friend.
If you're gonna move, I would hope that you would plan for this. I mean, if you don't, well, it's
just throwing stuff out there, seeing if it sticks.
But I don't have any real information on my who is. I just make sure that I keep the email and hope that they send it to me without me having to call them and pay $12 just for them to say, okay, we'll send it now, since you called us and all.
Yeah, since you spend that $12, we'll send it to you.
Oh, man, doesn't that piss me off. But, I don't want to be focusing on the negative, because we got everything all set up, more or less, all right? You know, something like this would have to happen right before Han 2. You know, we want to get the information
out.
The
worst possible time would be on the date of Han 2, which would be next Wednesday.
Yeah, well, as long as people know the facts, and that's what I want to get out right now. But because it's the 4th of frickin' July, I don't know how many people are hearing this right now. But for those of you that did tune in, you can join us in irc.box.sk channel HackerMind, and talk about whatever you want. I'm not in there, of course, because my laptop is taking a.
I am in there, but I'm not talking because I'm on a show here.
Right. And what the hell was I saying?
I don't know.
See, this heat is getting to me. I'm losing my mind. Dash, look in the chat. Let somebody remind me.
You're talking about how it's the 4th, that maybe not a lot of people are listening. Before then, you were talking about...
Right. Okay, I got it. Han 2. And that's all I talk about. I want to make sure that people have all the information, because, you know, sometimes people get information 4 months in advance and think, I got it set, but, you know, things change, and things have changed. Han 2 will be airing next Wednesday, July 10th, the date's the same, but it will be airing at 10 p.m., and so whatever time it is right now,
yeah.
Well, it's about 10:15 right now where I am, so... 15 minutes ago, you started listening to HackerMind. Be here at this time next Wednesday for Han 2. Now, Dash, you're going to be here live in person.
I will be right there.
I hope so, if all goes well. I mean, you never know with our luck.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, man, me too. So, that's what I wanted to get out. I want to make sure that people realize it's next Wednesday at the same time you listen to HackerMind. Now, I know there's going to be riots in the street because... we're having it 2 hours earlier than the last Han, but this one is going to be 4 hours long, not three, so you're getting an extra hour. And it's going to run from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for those of you that are kind of slow in math or don't have clocks handy. And, we've talked about it enough. I just want to make sure that people know what's going on and when to tune in. And hopefully, if we get the site up and running, we can get this file up there. People can download it and hear all the information. And
less than a week away.
Yeah, followed by H2K2. And a reminder to everyone, we're going to be there on Friday. So if you're there, look for us. And if you don't find us, call the comm line at midnight. And we'll be on there, and we'll let you know where to meet up with us. You know, because we would really love to have like a big HackerMind table. I'm not sure how many listeners are going to be there, but hey,
would be cool, extremely cool. All
right. Now, obviously, we can't let the 4th of July go by without having a little fun on the show.
Yeah, obviously, man. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I have a little bag here.
You don't tell me you have firecrackers in the bag.
I have some little firecrackers in the bag. Now, these aren't real firecrackers. These are the ghetto little white paper ones that snap when you throw them.
Yeah, the pussy. Oh, yeah, the pussy things.
Well, I'm sorry, Dash, but I usually don't let off M80s in my house.
Yeah, I got a bottle rocket I could set off in here, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it on your desk right there.
Yeah, just do it on my desk?
Yeah, sure.
I'll do it in a bottle.
No, don't do that. All right, let's see if these are any good. These are about 5 years old.
5 years old.
So let's see how long it takes to get one that actually pops. I'm gonna throw them against this this closet door over here.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure if anyone's gonna be able to hear this, but you know it's the 4th of July. We gotta have some fun. So we'll see what happens. All right, let me just move here. I'm pretty much stuck to my seat. That's how humid it is. All right, let's see. This is the first one.
Oh.
Ah, first one.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Now let's see how long it takes me to burn the entire house down. All right, here comes another one. Oh.
What happened there, man?
I think I hit a cup.
Yeah.
It.
I hit a Star Wars cup, of all things.
There you go. But
all right.
Star Wars cup in your room.
All right. Well, you know, it was a promotional thing. It's got Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon on it. I thought, hey, cool.
Just throw another thing.
Sitting next to a couple of Wicked Ale bottles and Mike's Hard.
Put the alcohol down and throw another one.
I don't have any.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I got all this gunpowder on my floor now.
Here's some more. Come on.
Well, Dash, we don't want to get too crazy, you know.
Have you ever taken one and just set it off in your fingers?
No.
Like snap?
No.
It doesn't hurt. You should try it.
I'm sure it doesn't. I'm going to take your word for it on that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take four now.
Four of them. Hey, you're crazy.
Yep. So get ready to call the fire department here because they do spark a little bit.
A little bit, barely.
Let's see how many people we can wake up.
Ooh.
Yeah, there we go. And Hackermind has had its 4th of July fun.
Ooh.
Well, maybe we'll have some more fun later on, but I have a lot of gunpowder or whatever the hell it is to clean up. So.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yep. We should play a snapper game sometime.
We should play with fireworks and fire more often.
Yeah. Well, Dash, you know, if you want to bring up some fireworks on the plane.
No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Dash, you're scared to bring up fireworks? They're not scares, for crying out loud.
Illegal to bring up fireworks.
Now, Dash. Wait a second. Now, you were telling me.
But you can't do it.
You were telling me that you were kind of nervous about bringing a scanner on board the plane.
I am nervous about that.
Tell us about this.
I don't know. I don't know what the security is like now. I mean, I haven't been on the plane since, you know, but I don't know if they're going to be all weird about me having a radio scanner.
Right.
On a plane.
Well.
With a laptop computer.
I had said to you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, first of all.
I know, it's perfectly legal.
Right, it's perfectly legal.
But
It's just a radio. You're just, you know, even if you used it on the plane, you wouldn't be broadcasting anything. You would just be listening.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring it. I wanted to listen in on the cockpit, man. That would be so cool.
Right. But, of course, in this paranoid world that we live in, where everybody is a terrorist, especially people that have laptops, scanners, and all sorts of technology with them, you never know what's going to happen. Some stewardess might walk by and see you playing with a little radio that makes noises and has static.
Well, I have my headphones plugged into it.
Okay, but then you're hiding it. So who knows what you're listening to?
I'm hiding it. What am I doing with it? What possible thing could I be doing with it?
But, you know, honestly, I think if you kept it in a bag and just had the headphones on, I don't think anybody would
think twice.
What
I was planning on doing, except,
yeah.
Well, I need to be able to find the frequency, but, you know.
Well, you should find that ahead of time, and then, and we'll just find out what the usual frequency is, and then just tune it to that, hop on the plane, and listen. But I had suggested to you that you call the airport ahead of time to find out how they feel about this. Now, are you going to do that?
Yeah, let me try to find the number here. Guess I should have got that earlier. I don't know if they're going to be open this late.
Oh, we're going to try them now, huh? I didn't know you wanted to do that.
Yeah, we're going to try them now.
Mm-hmm.
Why, you don't want to?
Oh, no, I'm always up for this sort of thing.
Let me find the number.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to throw a snapper.
Dang, I'm sick. Alright, it's not in here.
Oh, it was a dud.
I'll have to look online.
I just threw a dud, Dash. I just threw a dud. I want to get my dud.
And why'd you throw a dud?
I don't know. I got the dud back.
I've looked on the American Airlines website.
Dash, I'm going to throw the snapper on you.
And I looked at the things that you're not allowed to bring, and nowhere does it mention radio scanners.
Well, then we should be set. No, I dropped my notes. I'm helpless. Sweeter.
How about you keep doing that, and I'll be the one looking for the number.
Dash, you should have the number.
No, I should.
Time is wasting, and time is of the essence.
Oh, we got time. We got plenty of time. That's all we have is time. All right, contact.
We have important things to talk about tonight.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
The website for American Airlines is AA.com.
AA.com.
Where people go there look for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, tell me about it. No. All right, so have you found it yet?
Oh, I'm looking.
You're looking, huh? Well, Dash, you got to look faster.
I'm looking.
You got to put the pressure on you, Dash. You know, someone's got to do it.
I can't find it. I'm a failure. Hang on, maybe it's in here.
You have nothing?
Just hang on. Just hang on. It's in here somewhere.
All right, Dash. Let me see if I can move on to something else.
Oh, you just keep throwing those popper thingies. We'll be good.
Nah, I don't think I'm going to be doing that. But it is the 4th of July, so, of course, you tune to all these news channels, and what do you see? Well, you see stories about added security. Yeah, it doesn't make you feel good knowing that fighter planes are flying over New York City. And
no,
that everywhere you go, you're going to be searched thoroughly. You're going to have your bags searched. Because any one of us could be a terrorist. And ironically, I saw a commercial on one of these channels, and it was just a commercial for freedom. It just says at the end, freedom. Appreciate it, cherish it, protect it. And I kind of have to ask myself, who do they want me to protect it from? You know, they want me to protect my freedom. Do they want me to protect it from the Bin Ladens of the world, or do they want me to protect it from my own government? But I don't know. I'll let people decide that on their own. Do you have the number, Dash?
I have a number here. We can try it. See if that's what it is.
You have a number.
I'm on a three-way to it, all right?
All right, we could get information if you want. It's going to cost you a buck.
Heck no, I'm not paying a buck.
All right.
Even though a buck can get you 20 minutes and 99 cents. Okay, hang on, I'll be right back. I'm
paying
to the AA number.
All right, calling up Alcoholics Anonymous on the air. No, actually, we're calling American Airlines. But you already knew that.
Services. This call may be monitored or recorded to ensure quality service.
Or broadcast to the world.
Your call. Please have your Advantage number ready.
Uh-oh.
When calling for assistance to change your hotel or car, book through AA.com. Please contact our travel partner, Worldwide Travel Exchange, at 1-800-949-3556. To speak with an AA.com web services representative for assistance with passwords, making and confirming your online reservation,
redeeming
Advantage Awards online, or other AA.com website inquiries, press 1. To speak with an Advantage Services representative for assistance with your Advantage account, change...
See there?
Yeah, so you don't want to try that, huh?
No, I don't think that's it.
That's not American Airlines?
It's for some kind of thing they have on their website. Let me try to find something.
All right, I'll tell you what, let me try something.
All right, how about you try something?
Gotta know how to get things done.
And welcome to 1-800-555-TOWN.
Oh, no, I don't want you. Hold on. You there, Dash?
No.
Alright, let me try this. I'm sure I'll get it this time. There we go.
Free directory assistance, powered by Tell Me.
I knew it was
going to be. Say the full name of the listing you want.
American Airlines.
Okay, American Airlines. If that's not what you wanted, press 1. Otherwise, one moment while I look up that number.
Taking you long enough.
Here's the number for American Airlines reservations and information.
Bingo.
800-433-7300.
Sweeter. All right, so we got 800-433-7300.
Why didn't we just do that in the first place?
Well, you're not as elite as me, Dash, so...
Oh, we'll see about
you
that.
You know...
We're 3 away to the number.
And I'm going to mute it so you can't hear me. Yeah, so... freedoms in America. You know, we do live in a great country. We should be thankful for the freedoms that we do have.
American Airlines.
But people want to take them away.
The only airline with more room throughout coach for more coach passengers. Lower fares may be available on our website at
or from our competitors.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance. For an automated list of security and check-in procedures, press 9. For flight arrival, departure, and gate information, or to reconfirm an existing reservation, press 1. For travel in the 50 United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, press 2.
If you do not have a touchtone phone, press 3.
3. For international travel, including Canada and Mexico, press 4. For assistance with American Airlines vacations, press...
What'd you push?
Always hit 0, folks.
Hi, I'd like to get your information ready for the representative who'll be helping you.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
All right.
Cratchit's voice.
What's your advantage number? If you don't have it, just say continue.
Continue.
Which of these can I help you with today? An existing reservation, a new reservation, fares and schedules, or other information?
Existing reservation.
Tell me either the flight number or the departure city.
Flight number.
Where are you taking off from?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I know.
Say the flight number or say the departure city.
I'm looking.
Okay, now what's the arrival city?
Hartford.
Hartford. What? Hartford.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Tell me both the month and date of departure. For example, July 9th.
July 10th.
Austin, Texas.
Austin,
no,
Texas.
Dallas, Love Field.
Nah.
Wednesday.
Cash, what are you doing?
10th. Is that right?
No.
My apologies. Which part should I change? The departure city? The arrival city? The date? The time? Or everything?
Everything. Shoot.
What's the departure city?
Rock, Arkansas.
Okay, now what's the arrival city?
Hartford, Connecticut.
What's the departure date?
July 10th.
Little Rock, Arkansas, to Hartford, Connecticut.
There you go.
On Wednesday, July 10th.
There you go.
Is that right?
That is, yes.
Hold on while I connect you to the next available representative.
Shoot.
And now, folks, we're going to be on hold for 5 hours. Oh, no, wait. I may have spoken too soon. Or it could just be a really long ring. Everyone is currently sleeping. Go away.
Thank you for calling American Airlines. All sales representatives are busy assisting other customers.
We're sleeping.
Please note TWA Aviators members have until November 30th of 2002 to exchange Aviators miles for AAdvantage miles.
Dash, make a note of that.
.com for details, or please continue to hold.
Uh-oh.
Due to heightened security measures, please plan to arrive at the airport 90 minutes prior to departure for domestic flights if you are checking bags, 60 minutes for domestic flights if you only have carry-ons, and 2 hours for international flights. Verification of airport hours is recommended for early morning departures. Bring proper identification. All passengers must present the following documentation prior to boarding, including government-issued photo identification, proof of travel for the same day, either a boarding pass, paper ticket, printed confirmation for an e-ticket, or an airline or agency-generated itinerary confirming an e-ticket, including the ticket number. For international travel, you will need valid travel documents. Carry-on baggage will be limited.
Or at least I know I'm free. Oh, sorry.
Following. Briefcase, purse, small backpack, or laptop. Flight arrival and departure information is available by calling our automated flight system at 1-800-242-444. Or on our website.
Yo, give us an operator.
www.aa.com. To speak to a sales representative, please remain on the line.
That's what we're doing.
Your call will be answered in approximately 3 minutes.
That's not too terrible.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we...
Some good music, man.
Yeah, we could do something else, I suppose, but...
Oh, man, listen to the music.
I don't think we just want to listen to music. Hey, did you hear about 2600?
Some groovy music, man.
2600 gave up their lawsuit against the MPAA.
I heard, man.
But
it's a bummer.
Yeah, but I can understand it, and I hope not too many people are against them because of that. No? No one there yet.
Man, I think they're all in the back getting drunk or something. I don't know.
Yeah. 4th of July, they're probably throwing snappers.
Oh, they probably are.
Yeah. Probably what they're doing.
Listen to that groovy music, man. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh. Listen to that guy.
Thank you for holding. We apologize for the delay in answering your call. As a reminder, you may obtain flight arrival, departure, or gate information by calling our automated flight information system, 1-800-242-4444.
Yes, I'm going to mute you
now.
Because
go away.
From
the
American Airlines website.
Go away.
www.
Here we go.
American Airlines.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
I'm leaving on a trip next Wednesday, and I want to know if there's going to be any problem with me bringing my laptop or my radio scanner on the plane with me.
No, your laptop you can carry as your personal item, and you are allowed a carry-on weighing up to 40 pounds.
Okay, so, I mean, is there going to be any problem with the computer or the radio scanner?
No. Okay. Is the radio scanner small?
Yeah.
No, there will be no problem with that.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's good.
See, what you're supposed to ask is, will they stop me from being a terrorist?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be sure to ask them that when I get there.
Of course, then all those red flags under CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia start going up once you say that. But don't worry about that.
I won't worry about
it. We make at least a dozen of those things go up every week. Well, actually, no, because we're not making overseas calls. But, hey, it's all good. So, all right.
So I know now I can bring my radio scanner with me.
Yeah, good. And so you're going to bring all sorts of electronic goodies.
I'm going to listen to my cockpit so much, it's not even going to be funny.
Yeah. All right, Dash. So that's good. We got through to them.
We did. It took us a while, but we got through.
Yeah, you know, but sometimes you just gotta be dedicated, you know?
Keep trying, yeah. You gotta, you know.
See, I had called Tellme accidentally because actually Tellme now owns 1-800 information. How about that?
Tellme.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, and you know, Tellme's pretty stupid, too.
He is pretty stupid.
You know, I called up Tellme, and I asked them when Halloween was going to be playing. You know, Halloween Resurrection, that new one with...
Yeah, the new Halloween movie.
With new...
There weren't enough.
Yeah, with the new and improved cast, including Busta Rhymes.
Oh yeah, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, man, I'm sweating. So I asked them when Halloween's going to be playing, and they said that Halloween, the homecoming, will be showing, and blah, blah, blah. Apparently, they didn't get the little news update that the title was changed from The Homecoming to Resurrection.
Yeah, so, Tellme...
It's dumb.
But how much more stupid is that movie?
Yeah.
Should have left it alone.
Let's just not go there.
I go there. Because we'll get to a big thing about it.
Alright, so, like I said, yeah, 2600 gave up the lawsuit against the MPAA.
Yeah, how about that? I didn't really read too much about that. What's going on with that?
Well,
why'd they do it?
From what their lawyer said on Off the Hook this week, it was the smartest legal decision they can make because from where they stood, they had about a 1 in 100 chance of getting the Supreme Court to even hear their case and even less of a chance of winning it. So rather than spend even more money for what's really just a futile fight, they decided to back down, and plus the lawyers had decided that this was not the case to bring to the Supreme Court to prove that the DMCA is a bad idea because, well, as they said, it's because they're hackers, you know, and when you bring hackers before the Supreme Court, they already have prejudices against them because, well, hackers are bad guys after all. So they didn't really want to turn this into a negative precedent.
Yeah.
And, you know, that probably would have happened because even their lawyer had said that if Emanuel was someone else, someone maybe with shorter hair, maybe who wore a suit, maybe he would have won. Maybe if he was more respectable.
Right.
It's not right at all, but that's what she said. And in fact, there was that one case with the professor, I forget his name, but he wanted to publish some vulnerability information about a particular piece of software, and who was it that was going after him? I think it was the the recording industry. They were going after him, and eventually the recording industry backed down, because what would have happened is that it would have gone to court, and what the recording industry would have been saying to the court was, we don't want him to publish something.
Yeah.
And that sounds, well, I mean, it's the same thing in the 2600 case, but this guy is a professor, so when you say that you don't want him to publish something, it just, you know, everybody thinks, ooh, you're violating his freedom of speech, and unfortunately, when it's the hacker case, it doesn't mean quite the same thing. So,
exactly.
I don't know, but the recording industry did back out of that, and from what I hear, the recording industry and the Motion Picture Association really don't want to have faces in the courtroom. They don't want the pirates, as they call them, to ever be shown. You know, you don't want Joe Blow on the stand being accused of piracy, because then people will see that he's just a normal human being like you and me who, you know, doesn't know what's going on, and this mammoth corporation is coming down on him. You know, and people will look at that very negatively and say, well, what are you doing? This guy's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to go after the little guy, because then, yeah, they're going to seem bad.
Well, now, listen to this. Major music companies are preparing, this comes from MSNBC.com, so be warned. Major music companies are preparing to mount a broad new attack on unauthorized online song swapping. The campaign would include suits against individuals who are offering the largest troves of songs on peer-to-peer services. The big recording companies, working their trade association, the Recording Industry Association of America, are moving toward filing copyright lawsuits that would target the highest volume song providers within the services, which allow people to grab songs without paying artists or labels, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Yeah, so not us, basically, is what MSNBC is saying. The suits would be part of a broader effort, including a public campaign that may feature prominent artists urging music fans to respect copyright rules. And the new legal tack would be a departure from the entertainment industry's strategy so far. Companies have been reluctant to take legal action against individual internet users, in part because they have feared the possible backlash that could result from big corporate interests dragging individuals into court. And,
listen,
that's what we just said.
If they're going to come after, I mean, everybody and individuals, it's not going to be very good. It's not going to be good at all. They're going after the people, or some of the people people still buy CDs, and people still buy, you know, they buy the music.
Well, right now, yeah, but what they want to do is go after the big ones, you know, the people that are sharing the most files. Like, if, for example, if you have some guys in a back room somewhere with 500 VCRs working on copying movies all the time,
yeah,
that's basically what they would be going after, the equivalent of that in the computer world, you know, the places where with the big people making this stuff. But what they don't realize is that that really doesn't exist, as far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, people just put it out there, and a lot of people, it's like, I'm talking, you know, how many people download music.
They think that this is some big conspiracy. This is not a business. This is not bootleg movies.
They'll make money off of this. I mean,
right. I mean, this is not bootleg movies. This is not being sold on a street corner in New York City. This is just people that get these songs, put them on their computers, and trade them with people via Kazaa or Morpheus or whatever the hell you use. I mean, the only thing that I could really see as being a little bit closer to piracy would be like full-length movies, where, you know, you see the people that made them, you know, they put their mark on it and they send it out. So I guess those would be the people that these companies are going after.
Probably.
But I don't know.
Now, there are groups out there who, I mean, if you look at some MP3s, you'll see some similarities sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the comment section, people write the name of a group.
That's true, but anybody could change it, so...
Yeah.
Still, the thing is, I do want to say that if they had done this since the beginning, instead of making file sharing seem like the worst thing in the world, it would have been a little bit better. You know, at least they would have said, we're going after the big guys that are committing what we think is piracy. And I would have said, yeah, okay. Because then I would have still been trading files on Napster.
Yeah.
You know, let them go after the big ones if they want to waste their time doing that. You know, they're not going to stop anything. But instead, they try to come along and say that no one can use these programs because these programs are bad. And that I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like that at all either. And I'm pretty sure tons of other people don't like it either.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And,
I don't know what they're trying to accomplish, just making people mad.
Yeah, you know, I think what they're trying to do is, well, I think what they are doing is that they know that they have all these news stations in their pockets, you know. If you have, you know, you take MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN, whose side of the story are they going to report? Let's be realistic. This is not a big conspiracy. Let's just be realistic. Are they going to favor the hacker kids or the college kids that are trading songs on campus? Are they going to favor the Recording Industry Association of America?
Well, obviously, whoever owns them.
Well, whoever owns them or whoever has the most money.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So
that's the way
RIAA.
It is. Right. That's the way it is. But then you look at an independent publication and you see the story a little bit differently. Like, take Emanuel Goldstein, or I should say 2600, against the Motion Picture Association. And if you read about it at MSNBC, it's the hackers versus the Motion Picture Association of America.
Yeah.
But if you read it if you read that same story in an independent magazine or a lesser known newspaper like the Village Voice or what have you, you'll see that they call the story David and Goliath.
Yeah, it's all about the spin.
Right, right, and you know it depends on what publication you get it in, but you know all magazines put spin on. We've talked about spin before, but. I don't know, it really sickens me when all of these news stations say the same thing, you know? It's just, whether it's supporting the recording industry or giving an opinion about something, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but, I mean, really, what is the record industry trying to accomplish by going after these people who...
Fear, they're trying to instill fear in you.
People who download music... There are people who download music and still go out and buy CDs.
Yeah, of course. We know that, but then...
But then they're going out to these people and, you know, they'll probably stop buying them once they get prosecuted for...
Well, we hope so, but not everyone is as intelligent as we are. You got to remember, there's millions of people out there that are obsessed with MTV, with the latest fashions, with,
yeah.
You know, dressing a certain way. I mean, even one of my best friends over here, you know, if I wear my socks a certain way, he says... Man, that style's old. And I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass about style, you know? I don't care if I'm supposed to have small socks and not the socks pushed down or a certain color of jeans when I'm wearing this shirt. I don't care. But because all these MTVs and pop singers and everything else decide what we wear, you know, and of course the corporations behind them pumping out their products through them, That's the world in which we live, where people have no minds of their own. And when we say this stuff, when we go against it, we seem like the morons. You know, when you say to them, you know, that radio station is not really there to play music. It's there to sell you something. So,
have you listened to the radio lately?
I try not to, but yeah, you know, when you're in the car, you kind of find yourself flipping through it.
I don't know if I probably have mentioned this, but man, there are so many commercials.
Oh, I know. They compress the songs. They compress the songs so that they can get more commercials.
It's terrible.
It is, and you hear the same thing over and over, and every station you turn to on the dial, with the exception of course, WBAI and some college stations, every station, just like on TV, says the same thing. Their so-called DJs come on the air and say what we should be thinking. You know, what's cool... What's not, what we should be doing, like, you know, we should be supporting the war on terror. Hey, that's fine by me. I'm no fan of terror. But everywhere you go, it seems like the same thing over and over. No one even questions anything. You know, we should be giving up our freedoms. That's an even better one, because, yeah, we should fight terror. I think so anyway. But it's like when you hear a DJ saying, okay, you're going to be coming to this club, and you're going to have your bag searched, but hey, that's cool, because, you know, these are things we got to do to keep our country safe. You know, I mean, it's just, it's sickening. You know, it's like 1984. You're being told what to think.
Yeah, I know. That was a good DJ voice, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I got some better ones, man. There's this one guy in Connecticut on Radio 104. And now here's freedom of speech at work for you, folks. I'm going to diss a DJ. Yeah, there's this guy on Radio 104, and his name is Will Cow.
Will Cow.
Will Cow. He comes on, and he always has an article. He's like us, for crying out loud.
Is he?
Yeah, he comes on, he's like, I got a story here from the such and such. Okay, we got people here that were flying American flags at their college, and apparently he was pissing some other people off, and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes into about how America's great, we gotta drop all of our freedoms, get rid of everything, and, you know, kill every person that poses a threat to us.
Why is he?
What's that?
That thinks otherwise?
Yeah, that's even better. Yeah, I shouldn't say poses a threat to us, because... I don't know. You got to be very careful with your words, because I'm all for, you know, stopping terror. I don't want people to think that I'm not. What happened on 9/11 was a horrible thing. You know, Bin Laden, bad guy. Get him. Get all those people that want to kill. I'm all for that. But, you know, when you just blindly say, yeah, give up your freedoms. No, 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 no. What would the founders of our country be saying right now?
They're spinning. It's spinning in their graves.
That's what they're doing, man. I could just see them down there going, what the hell is this? What are you doing?
Pretty much.
You're celebrating the 4th of July and celebrating freedoms, and yet you have F-16s flying over New York City and soldiers walking through the streets. What the hell is that? I mean, protect people, but you don't have to interrogate everyone that walks into a park. Okay? You're just destroying what America's all about. Yeah, if someone's going to walk into, some big building somewhere, yeah, sure, put them through a metal detector. That's fine. Yeah. You know, if they beep, I'm sorry, sir, we have to check you. But every person that walks into a park has their bag searched?
No. When? Is that? What?
Yeah, that's what happens. I mean, hell, even before 9/11, I was at a concert up in Hartford. When you walk in, this is out in an open field, they check your bags because they think, and you can't bring in towels, you can't, or big blankets anyway to sit on, because you could have knives in them. They actually collect your blanket and throw it into a pile. You lose it.
Yeah.
Unless you want
to
search for it.
What's with that? Why do they get to take it and keep it?
Because you can't bring in knives or whatever, and get this, here's the best one of all. Now, I'm all for, again, you know, keeping people from fighting, but I don't like that. Here's what really got me. I have a water bottle right here, right, Dash?
Right. I have one right here, too.
Okay, now, if you look at this, there's a clear liquid in it. Now, this could very well be anything, but if you open it up, sniff it, there's no scent. It's water.
Mine's water, too.
Trust me. If it was vodka, you would know.
Yeah, you would know.
All right, but even still, here's the kicker. I tried to get into this concert. Now, this was a couple years ago. It's Radio 104 Fest. I know. What was I doing there?
Yeah.
It was a girlfriend at the time. She had me go. She bought me the tickets before we broke up, and we just went as friends, and it was hell on her.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah. I went there with me and my buddy, me and Panther. We had empty water bottles, and we intended to fill them rather than pay $8 for water.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they took my empty water bottle.
They took your empty water bottle?
They would not let me bring in an empty water bottle.
Empty?
Get this. But, to be nice, they actually let me reach into a cooler and take out a bottle of water. Now, I don't know. You know, I mean, I have to trust them that it's water. Maybe someone spiked the water. I don't know. But the point is, they gave me a water bottle.
Point is,
but took my empty water bottle.
What kind of sense does that make?
What the hell? What if that was my special water bottle? You know, what if I got that water bottle when I won some sporting event and I wanted to hold on to it forever? No, I lose it. They take my empty water bottle.
They gave me another one.
They gave me a full water bottle. Now I could just as easily walk right past the guy, spill it all out, and then go and put vodka in it or whatever I want to put in it.
Yeah.
But no, they took my empty water bottle.
That's beyond bizarre.
What the hell? This is before 9/11. I could only imagine what they do now.
Beyond belief.
Yes. But, all right, enough ranting and raving about that. Before I stop, have you ever had anything like that happen, Dash? Anything that insane?
Let me think. Nothing like that comes to mind.
Nothing like that. Well, just be warned.
Yes, I've been, lucky.
I will say this. I went to an Everlast and the Roots concert even before that, and they didn't check me at all. This was inside a building, and you were right by the stage where the performer was.
Yeah.
They didn't check me. But in this big, open, outdoor field, they wouldn't let me bring my water bottle.
They took it away.
They took my water bottle. And plus, I had a little towel, which I guess you couldn't hide a knife in the inside of it. It wasn't thick enough. And so they let me bring that little towel in, and I had something to sit on while the ex had to sit on the grass.
There you go.
No, but she's cool. Anyway, Dash, before we end the show, you have a computer story to tell us about?
Computer story?
At your job, you have a computer?
Oh, my job, yes. Well, it's not too interesting, but let me tell you something.
Well, it's
before
something.
We got a new computer at my work, and before we had this computer, we had this old cash register. It wasn't a computer at all. It was just a cash register. This is an actual computer. It has Windows 98 on it. And it's
some would argue on that fact.
Touchscreen, and in order to ring stuff up, you have to use this program. It's called SubShop 2000.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's the name of the program, SubShop 2000.
Wait a minute, you actually have a computer at the desk? I mean, this isn't in the back?
Sitting right there.
Not the desk, the counter? This is in the front?
Yes.
You got to be
actual
kidding
computer, you got the monitor and you got the tower.
You must be joking.
I'm not joking.
What if I unplug the NIC or something?
It's not connected to anything.
It just sits there.
It just sits there. It's not connected to any outside phone line.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
And it's called SubShop 2000.
SubShop 2000.
Yeah. And in order to gain access to certain parts of SubShop 2000, you have to enter a manager ID and password.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, It's just really interesting, this program, SubShop 2000. I was looking around for, anything, information about it. Couldn't really find anything, but that's not surprising. But I was trying to figure out a way that I could get that that ID and password.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have it. Just to say, hey, this is what this is, And I went looking around in the directory for it. Couldn't find anything too interesting. But then I thought I should just install a keylogger on it,
Yeah.
Visible keylogger that nobody will ever know it's there. You think that's a good idea? You think I should do that?
I don't think you should do that. I think that's an idea, but I mean,
I think I wouldn't do that.
Dash, you realize that if they do find out about it, this, this could be considered terrorism.
Every single person there is computer illiterate. Okay.
Well, I just, you're basically saying that you want to do this, and I it's my job to show you both sides.
Okay.
It could be cool, it could be fun, but,
I'm gonna do it.
If someone finds out, you will get fired.
I'm gonna do it.
And,
I'm gonna show, and I'm gonna read off that ID and that password for everybody to have.
Well, just remember, Dash, because if you do that, if someone finds out about it, they could say that, you were trying to steal from them. And you would get arrested.
Oh, we don't take money.
No, I'm not saying you're going to take money, but I'm just saying that by doing this, you never know what someone's going to accuse you of. Believe me, you know about that.
Yeah, actually, I do know about that.
So, do you really want to do this, Dad? Do you really want to confess on the air that you're going to install a keylogger at your job?
No, I'm not going to do that. What are you talking about? That's crazy. I'm not doing that.
It was just a big, July 4th joke.
Yeah, a big 4th of July joke.
Sure.
Oh, crazy. Don't believe me, shoot.
Yeah. All right, but, Dash, we're going to get HackerMind.net back online, right?
We are, exactly.
Hey, did you hear that HackerMind.com is now wide open?
Well, good for that. We're not HackerMind.com. We're HackerMind.net.
Can you imagine that? HackerMind.commercial? Commercial site? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No.
No, sorry, can't help you.
But didn't didn't .NET used to be for, like, ISPs and stuff?
I don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I like it better, you know.
.NET is where it's at.
Yeah.
Now, it's time for you to decide which stories we mentioned on tonight's show are true and which ones did we make up.
You're talking about that Beyond Belief crap?
Beyond Hackermind.
No, Dash. No.
Alright, sorry, I was watching that Beyond Belief show earlier.
Beyond Belief sucks, Dash.
Oh, I know.
In fact, if this piece of paper were Beyond Belief, there you go.
It's pretty lame.
They're all bogus stories, Dash. They say, okay, was this one fact or fiction? Well, it was about a ghost. It was fiction. That one was fact.
What?
Just because someone tells you that, you're telling me that it's fact? No.
Beyond Hackermind.
Beyond Hackermind. Beyond Han 2.
Beyond.
It's going to be made next Wednesday, Dash. Are you ready? Are you ready for the biggest online event in Hackermind history?
Oh, I'm ready, son.
Dash, it's going to be Han 2, the second Hackermind all-nighter. From 10 to 2 a.m. We're going to be up. We're going to be, well, let's not spoil the surprise, because we got some new stuff. We got some crazy stuff. We're going to have all sorts of fun.
It's been 8 long months.
8 long months since the last Han. Can you believe that?
And next week, less than a week.
Yes, less than a week. Next Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Better listen. That's all I got to say. Everybody who's listening to this, and who's going to listen to this, everybody who knows about Han 2, better listen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And plus, like we said with the first one, we had, what, 25 people in the chat with the first one?
Oh, we're going to blow that away this time.
We are going to blow that away. I want 5,000 people in that chat room. No less. 5,000.
Trust me, there's going to be...
Any less than 5,000, I'm going to be disappointed.
Well...
5,000.
5,000.
5,000 in that one channel.
And just in that one channel, if we don't have 5,000...
That's right.
But we're going to have 5,000.
5,000 people is what I want.
We're going to have
Listen, folks, I beg of you, I plead of you, this is not the show to miss. Don't download it, because we're going to take a month or two to get this thing up for download, because we want you there.
It's not going to be up the next day, okay? It's going to be a while.
Skip work, skip school, skip whatever you have to do, okay?
Who knows how long it's going to be till the next one?
Yeah, Aunt Gertrude's funeral can wait. This is Han 2.
Everything can wait.
This is Han friggin' 2. You've got to be...
Hey,
and plus, let me say this. Make sure that you tell all your friends about it. I said this with the first one, and I'm saying it again. Even if they're not hackers, even if they know nothing about computers, this is an online party. This is going to be fun.
It's the event-to-end event, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And so tell everybody, or at least tell someone, you know, if you're in an IRC channel, tell everybody in that channel, hey guys, you know, Han 2, give them the address, hackermind.net, tell them Rant Radio, 10 p.m. Wednesday night. Tell all your friends down the street, next time you go out and you see people, tell them, Han 2, we want people there.
Han 2.
We want people on the line.
Next Wednesday, July 10th.
July 10th, 2002.
Next Wednesday.
4 hours at 10 p.m., be there, or you suck.
Well, you really do. I mean, we don't say this too often, but yeah, you would really be really lame.
Yeah, you would be lame.
Sorry,
I
would.
I guess that's the worst thing we could possibly say.
Be a noob.
Yeah. You'd be a noob.
Noob. All right.
N00B noob.
N00B.
Yeah, but we're out of time, so.
Noob, don't miss the show. All right, it's gonna be on next Wednesday. Don't miss it.
Yes, we're gonna be there, and you better be there too. So. For Dash Interrupt, I'm Screamer Chaotix saying, listen to Han 2. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.